I love to complain. I love it. Okay? It's what I do. It comes as naturally as breathing, and it isn't just something I do, it's a way of life. It's who I am. My mother told me the luckiest people in the world are the ones who get to do the things they like every day. I told her my favorite things are to complain and insult people. Like a Borscht Belt insult comic born half a century too late. And I don't complain because I'm unhappy. No, I complain because I am happy. Because I have something to complain about. And because I have someone who's willing to listen to it. You in this instance. I'm not really unhappy about anything. I'm just making conversation with you. That conversation just happens to be negative. And the subtext of that conversation typically tends to be the same. Nobody treats me the way I deserve to be treated. Nobody treats me as well as I treat them. And of course, that old favorite, nobody else knows what they're doing except for me. That's pretty much the conversation. That is kvetching for beginners. And it also tends to be how Jewish people talk to each other. And we're not doing it to find solutions to our problems. We just like to kvetch. It's how we roll. In my family growing up, we would sit around the dinner table and exchange tales of outrage. My mom would bitch about the people who cut her off in traffic, or the sales clerk that wouldn't let her return a sweater she'd worn and washed 14 times. Then my dad would whine over how much my mom was spending renovating things in the house that didn't need to be fixed, but not to her face. He'd complain to me about it because he was scared of her. Hell, we all were. And my brother and sister, I think we just started to find things to complain about in order to take part in the conversation. I'm not sure what three kids in the suburbs really had to complain about. But when negative thinking is the currency of the realm, you can always manage to come up with something. And the important thing to remember, again, for you low to intermediate kvetchers out there, is that kvetching is not about trying to solve any of your problems. No. That is the opposite about what kvetching is all about. You kvetch about the things that aren't going to change, about the people, places, and things that continually disappoint you and which will always continue to disappoint you. You kvetch to celebrate the futility of life and your role as chief victim in God's terrible plan. It's a way of being. The most advanced level of kvetching, the black belt level, is where you try to outdo the other kvetchers and prove to them that your problems are much worse than theirs are. I visit your cubicle at work, for example, to complain about how all of the assistants are stupid and how my boss micromanages me and is a workaholic. Then you tell me, for example, that your husband's elderly mother just moved in with you, decided she liked your bedroom better than yours, started sleeping in there, and soiled your mattress. Clearly, you have just topped me and left me realizing that my complaint is minuscule compared to yours, thus depriving me of victimhood and forcing me to leave your work area. At least till I come up with something better to knock you off your self-satisfied little perch. And I will. Trust me. Because like I said, that's the way I look at life, and that's the way it's done. And I don't really think about it that much, except last week at work, one of my colleagues apparently noticed this pattern and told me that I seem to take everything that happens at work as a personal affront. And the only response I could think of was, doesn't everybody? Well, apparently they don't. Apparently there are people out there who aren't serial complainers, who don't go through life with a victim mentality. Now, I had heard of such people existing, but I have to admit I hadn't met any of them. It's kind of like when I was a big pot smoker years ago, I didn't know anyone who didn't smoke pot. I couldn't even imagine such a thing. What were all these people doing with their time? Were they the weirdos I'd see jogging along San Vicente Boulevard at 6 in the morning that one day of the year when I pulled jury duty? Who knew? In the same way, I've always been around people with a victim mentality. And it makes sense. After all, I come from a long line of people who actually were victims in prior generations. And I mean victims of really horrible shit, okay? Not minor annoyances like bad customer service or impossibly complicated voicemail systems. I mean really, really serious shit like, hey, Why don't you folks dig your own graves so I can start shooting all of you? That kind of shit. Real shit. But the funny thing is that none of us are victims any longer and haven't been for over 70 years. But the culture of complaining gets passed down anyway. And at this point, just as a hollow form of shtick, it's a vestigial pattern of behavior that doesn't serve any purpose any longer, like an appendix. And it's hilarious. I went out to dinner with my parents and my sister recently, and we all went into that same gallows humor, complaining about life and all the bullshit out there that you have to wade through just to make it through the day. And I'm looking around the table, and what I see at that moment is a bunch of affluent people with great lives just going through the motions of complaining because that's the only way we know how to communicate with each other. Our lives have never been better. So when this colleague of mine pointed that out to me, that I'm always complaining about the shit I'm dealing with at work or all the assholes I'm dealing with or whatever it is, I knew he was completely 100% right. I do take everything as a personal affront, especially when other people don't see things the way that I do or don't agree with me about how things should be done, which tends to happen a lot in my line of work because I negotiate for a living. They're not supposed to agree with you. You're negotiating against them. It's not personal. But I always find a way to make it personal. They're evil, and I'm the victim, which is ridiculous. It's a way of looking at things which guarantees you will always be in a fight with someone, at least in your head, which is where all of my best fights take place. And it also guarantees you will always be in a place of perpetual heightened tension and excitement. And I guess that's why I like it so much. If no one's fucking me over and I can't complain about them or gossip, what in the hell am I going to do with all my spare time? That would leave me with 7 hours of extra time every day to work or write or, I don't know, what do normal people do when they're not complaining? Do you sign up for a hot yoga class or something? Or start an herb garden in your backyard? All that stuff sounds boring and stupid. That's the kind of shit wealthy West Side wannabe hippies do to show the other parents of their kids' $50,000 a year private school that they're progressive. Or maybe I can get back into online dating and try to find a gay man who's emotionally matured past the level of high school. But the deeper question is, if I stopped thinking negatively and complaining about every situation, who would I be? What would happen to all the noise in my head, and where would it go? What would replace all of that nasty mental junk food in my mind that keeps me going and gives me all the artificial highs and lows that I desperately crave? What would life look like? And I don't ask that rhetorically. I ask it because honestly, truly, I don't know what it would be like to go through it not thinking negatively. Maybe I could just stop complaining and see what happens. Maybe I could just abstain from negative thinking, kvetching, and complaining one day at a time and see what happens and what kind of person I turn into. Yeah, maybe. But first, before I do that, I'm going to write down all this negative shit and get it on paper because, God damn it, it is funny. It might be a negative character trait and hold me back in life, but it is comedy gold. So I need to capture it and bottle it like someone who freezes his sperm before going through chemo. Because if I go through a radical personality change and stop saying bad things about people, places, and things, I don't know if I'll have anything to say at all.